As the cost of a college education continues to climb, there's a real debate out there about whether it's worth the investment for everyone. President Obama says all Americans should go to college. Some of his Republican opponents say that's nonsense. But what about this challenge, outlined by Governor Deval Patrick in a State of the State address this past January?
There are 240,000 people still looking for work in Massachusetts, and nearly 120,000 job openings. Why? Business leaders tell me over and over again that it is because the people looking for jobs don't have the skills required.
So how is it possible that Massachusetts, where a higher percentage of adults have a bachelor's degree than anywhere else in America, isn't training enough people to meet its own labor needs? Journalist John Marcus went looking for an answer, and his article appears in this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine. And John joins us with a preview. Hi, John.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the biggest thing that Massachusetts colleges and universities are doing wrong here?
Well, the issue isn't necessarily how many of us have university degrees. The question is whether the skills of graduates are matched up with the needs of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And in Massachusetts, which is the world capital of higher education, there are, according to the governor, 120,000 jobs that are going unfilled because employers can't find people with the right skills. This is a national conversation, but given how we equate our city with higher education and how smart we think we all are, this is becoming a big problem here for employers who can't find employees.
So you visited one school where students are all but guaranteed gainful employment right after graduation. It wasn't Harvard, MIT, Tufts, BC, or BU. It was North Shore Community College.
That's correct. You know, a lot of people in Massachusetts forget we even have community colleges in this state. Given the vaunted nature of the higher education system, they're the poor stepchildren. And yet they're the ones that are doing this vocational skills training in areas like advanced machining, which is a hot area right now in Massachusetts. There's a lot of advanced manufacturing. And in particular, at the General Electric plant in Lynn, where they make aircraft engines, the North Shore Community College students are learning advanced machining, which includes not just working in a factory, but the physics of engines and math. And when they graduate, they're likely to get jobs.
So we heard Governor Patrick in that clip from his State of the State address. He went on to propose a major expansion of the Massachusetts community college system to help meet those mid-skill labor needs. But according to your reporting, that system may not be up to the challenge. Why not?
Well, even a major expansion means only an additional $10 million to be injected into community colleges, which have already been increased only 1% in the last 5 years, while their enrollment has increased almost 20%. People are staying away from these community colleges who are serious about degrees and instead going to places like private for-profit proprietary schools, the University of Phoenix, for example. The community colleges, there are 15 of them, and they are separately governed by different governing boards. There's very little coordination. The course numbers are different, so it's hard to transfer credits. And only 16% of students that go to our community colleges ever finish there within even 3 years with a two-year degree.
I was struck by a figure from your report. You mentioned the University of Phoenix. 8% of students enrolled in higher ed here in Massachusetts are attending for-profit online colleges like the University of Phoenix. That number sounds incredibly high to me. Why is it so high?
Because the University of Phoenix and schools like it can start you on an MBA degree on a Monday. You don't have to wait until the next semester rolls around. You don't have to take courses during the day. You can study at, or take courses at night or online. Conventional higher education has been slower to respond to this movement. That 8% number, incidentally, is much lower than the proportion of students who go to private proprietary schools outside of Massachusetts. The average in the country is about 25%.
Wow.
But they've only been around in Massachusetts for 10 years. And to see them make those kinds of inroads says something about the conventional higher education system.
Well, let's turn to that conventional higher education system. Why aren't those four-year schools turning out more graduates with marketable skills?
Well, universities and colleges take a long time to make decisions or to make changes. They're collegial, they're committee-driven, there's a very democratic governance system. Everyone has to have their point of view, and then a committee is set up, and then a report is commissioned, and then years go by.
Right, not known for turning quickly on a dime.
We're living in an age when industry works at internet speed, and as someone said to me when I was putting this together, universities work at renaissance speed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big mismatch there. They don't talk the same language as industry does. It's difficult for a university president to go into a faculty meeting and use words like workforce skills, because that's not what faculty think they're there for. What is beyond universities' control is that often the information about workforce demand lags behind real time. The Bureau of Labor Statistics takes years to put together information about where we need workers. There's a new initiative undertaken by a Boston-based organization called Jobs for the Future, and it will use online job postings to calculate what needs there are and what credentials you need for those jobs right now in real time. So that will help universities be a little bit more responsive.
But John, isn't there an argument that there's still an intrinsic value in a higher education degree that may not be connected to a specific job skill or employment goal, and that in spite of the cost of a college degree, it's still a good deal, and it goes beyond just, you know, what are you going to be doing when you get out of college?
And that's exactly the argument the universities are making, and they have some data behind them to support it. They've done focus groups and polls of employers. And when employers are pressed about what they want is people who can communicate effectively, creative thinkers, innovators, and people who learn what universities teach, including liberal arts universities and colleges.
So if I want my son or daughter to have the best chance of getting a job in this state, and let's say they're about to graduate next year or the year after, what would I encourage them to major in college?
Well, you want them to major in these fields that are in the highest demand right now, according to Jobs for the Future. Software application developers, computer programmers, retail salespeople, surprisingly, are in demand. Computer systems analysts, registered nurses, retail supervisors. Those are what are called the middle skills fields, and those are the ones in Massachusetts now that are in high demand.
Well, John Marcus, it's an interesting piece. Thanks for coming in to talk about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
John Marcus is a freelance journalist. He's also the editor of MySecretBoston.com. His article appears in this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine. It's online right now, and you can find a link to it at RadioBoston.org.